chaos. Where does it fit in the divine plan? It's Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Where does chaos fit in the divine plan? It's kind of fascinating. Science is just delving deeper and deeper into for what it calls this new realm of chaos. Looking into how chaos is and how chaos in its grandest, most profound way is order, is balance, is harmony. But the appearance is not that way. I was thinking, in some of our science fiction writing, some of the writers have said, okay, these people live on a universe which, or in a universe, or in a world, or in a consciousness of very slow metabolism, very slow everything. Where ours is, let's say, on a scale of 100, we are pushing up to 75 or 65-75%. These people are pushing up to 10% and 12%. And they're going through their life cycle in a very wonderful, peaceful, moderate way. But as they look at life, it is going in a very slow path. And everything happens to them in a very slow way. And of course, they don't know it because they think they're living just like we think we're living, on a very fast way. But we're not living 100%, because living 100% is being there. Now, the concept of chaos is a concept that gets us, oh, maybe about 85-90% on that scale that we're talking about. And it's quite fascinating. But you see, it's still not there. Even in its grandest understanding, it's still not there. Because perfect speed, we're told, is being there. Wonderful statement. So, the perfect expression of everything that we are and that we do is complete. We do not think of the process. We are, and it is done. And as we are, and as it is done, then it is complete and fulfilled for us. So, we think car, and there is car before us. We think house, and there is house before us. Now, how does that bringing forth car or house take place when it doesn't know what kind of car or house we want? Well, we do know what kind of car or house we want. That's already pre-described in our thinking, and so therefore the car or the house is manifest. And you say, well, I haven't seen anybody doing that recently. No, you haven't, and you won't. Because people who do that, and don't even think about it. People who have these experiences of absolute don't tell other people they have experiences of absolute, because they only see people in their world, each one, having experiences of absolute. Now, we enjoy the journey. We say, well, I don't want to just hop into a jet and fly to New York. I want to take my car and drive from California to New York, stopping off at all the interesting towns along the way, meeting the interesting people along the way, seeing the interesting sights that exist along the way. I want the journey. I want the journey. Well, it's a very fascinating thing to do. And this is what we all do, basically. We want the journey. And so long as we want the journey, we'll experience the slow progression of life, the moderate progression, we'll experience the chaos, we'll experience all these things that lead up to the isness or the fulfillment of whatever it is we have in our mind, our heart. The day that we say to ourselves, I am whole and perfect, we are whole and perfect. The day we say to ourselves, I have a beautiful car, we have a beautiful car. Moments before, that car may not have been evident, but the moment we say that, the moment we put that cause in motion, the moment that is our thought, then that is our experience. In the Bleep movie, the comment was made, positive thinking is good, but it's just like a little smear over a big, big heap of negative thinking. And this is all too true. This is all too true. Our wishes, desires, our dreams and goals are over the great big bump, you might say, the great big package which says you don't have it. The great big concept which says it doesn't exist. And so it doesn't exist. And it will not exist. And it cannot exist. Because of one simple, wonderful thing, we have not put that cause in motion as a done deal, as a completed project, as a completed concept in our mind. The moment we put into our consciousness the idea that it is complete, that it is done now, that it is fulfilled, then it is done, then it is complete, then it is fulfilled. You see, playing the game, as we do, of all of the branches of science, they say back in the days of the early scientists that we read about, they thought that science was pretty complete. There's not much more to be learned. Even in the 1700s and the 1800s, in schools of science, they taught, now, all science is known, so here it is. And then more and more is revealed. We live in a complete day, and these scientists and teachers were correct in saying it is all done, but they had their vision on the all done of being just a little bit too small. We can have our vision on the being done as absolute. We can have our vision of the being done being there, perfect speed, having whatever we choose to experience in our life instantly revealed to us as we think our thought, should that be our choice. But it means we change from the human habits that we've had for so many years, and these human habits have said to us, you have to work for it, you have to slave for it, you have to have pain and unhappiness as you walk along the path of life. And whoever taught those things in the beginning certainly wanted to put some obstacles in mankind's way as it walked toward its realization of who it is and who it is and what it is. You today, I today, can put the cause in motion that I live in absolute awareness that all is now and all is complete. And living in that absolute awareness, it's done. Now you see, it takes part of the fun out of it and part of the joy out of it. Hey, you're right. It takes part of the fun and part of the joy out of it. But remember that if you want the fun and the joy, that's a human attitude and that's just wonderful. But if you want the spiritual illumination out of it, the spiritual revelation out of it, if you want to be the absolute master, then it's done now. I claim that for myself, that it's done now. Do you claim it for yourself that it's done now? If you do, then it's done now. Have a lovely day. Think beautiful thoughts with the absolute philosopher that dwells within you. And that absolute philosopher will reveal pathways and patterns and dreams and goals and all those wonderful things that might make human life fulfilled as complete. But the human life definitely wants to say, I want the path, I want to walk the journey, I want to experience the growing experience that leads to these fulfillments. And then that's what you have, and that's what humanity has. But divinity, the divine man, experiences all of it in its completion the instant the divine man thinks about it. And you say, well, I don't see those people. That's right. So long as you play the human game, so long as we play that we are cannot see them, we cannot see them. As we teach in our University of Healing, a master only sees another master. A sick person only sees another sick person. A poor person only sees another poor person. And a wealthy person sees only another wealthy person. And a healthy person sees only another healthy person. And that's the way it's going to be until we say a master sees only another master. Kind of interesting, isn't it? It's our choice. Get on the bandwagon and let's strike up the band. I love you. I love you. I love you.